And then we have two gentlemen who put their easels aside.
Yes.
Long enough to join us here tonight, which is great.
It is. We want to welcome, of course, Neil Sherman, well-known local artist, and Brian Stewart as well. I just called you Bill, and I apologize for that. At least it was off the air.
Yes,
well, no,
it was
just now it was on the air.
Oh.
Well, anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Neil, of course, as a lot of people know, is a local artist. You've probably seen Neil and didn't know it. We're going to be talking about plein air competition, which is outside painting. And I've seen you on a lot of different places painting outdoors, Neil.
Yep.
And Neil is a former board president of the Art Colony. And is now the committee chair, is that correct, for the plein air competition?
Yep, yep.
Nice to have you here. And Brian Stewart, who is a artist from the Twin Cities and is up here doing a number of different things. Number one, he's a juror. And Buck, by the way, I asked, are you a judge? Are you a juror?
Yeah.
Are you a ref? They kind of answered anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Judge or
That's
juror.
That's wide open.
Judge or juror.
We could
probably
have said,
not ref. No. Umpire, no.
Official.
But at any rate, he's up here to do that. He's one of the jurors for the competition. You're also teaching a workshop, which is going on literally almost as we speak.
Yes.
And you're doing a talk next Wednesday. So nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the Roadhouse tonight.
Yeah.
Neil, we've talked on this show before, but for those who don't know, probably before I didn't, you and I first talked about it. Plein air. What are we talking about here?
If you're French, I guess it's plein.
Okay.
And then, I like Brian's analogy, like if you're from the Midwest, it's plain.
Plain,
like, you know,
like flat.
The plains.
P-L-A-I-N.
I think plein air translates to open air, outdoor.
So it's literally outdoor, painting outdoors.
Yep.
And we're talking canvas, folks, not, you know, don't call for a bit on your garage or something like
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
So why, Brian, what are the challenges? And some of them are clearly are obvious, but what are the challenges in painting outdoors that you don't have, that you have to contend with?
Well, you don't have control over all the elements, you know, the weather, the light condition, the bugs. You take each day as it comes to you, whatever the weather is, you know, and you work with it. That's part of the spiritual adventure of this kind of painting. You really can't control a whole lot. All you can do is get out there and react to it and try and do your best and come up with, whatever you can. And that's why in this kind of painting, you kind of play the yield. You don't always get good results.
So in other words, because if you don't have good weather conditions, if you don't have good lighting, that's obviously going to probably affect the end product.
I'd be shining in that part about you don't always. I could really shine in this plein air stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Where the results aren't always good.
Yeah.
That's our competition for us.
I'm right there.
Right.
When I think you mentioned that the talk you're going to give on Wednesday is a little bit about the history. Can you give us briefly a little history of plein air painting?
Well, plein air painting is essentially the way the Impressionists painted 100, 120 years ago. They took their easels outside. They had new theories of light and color and paint in tubes, actually, to work with. Prior to that, they didn't have paint in tubes. So they took their easels outside and they found, that their work was remarkably different. And that form of painting kind of died out in the early 20th century when all the various isms and the modern schools came in and people quit going outside. And in the mid-80s, it experienced just a tremendous rebirth and resurgence. And for the last 20 years, there's been plein air festivals popping up all over, and people have a real renewed interest in it.
Now, Neil, this is, I believe, the eighth year
yep.
that you've done this up here
yep.
as part of the, sponsored, by the way, by the Grand Marais Art Colony. And I know I have had the opportunity to see the exhibition when it's done at the Art Colony. It's amazing, some of the stuff that's worked
with. Yeah, it's a floor-to-ceiling of paintings.
Now, it started today.
Yeah, today was the first day, and we had a number of artists. It's pretty much kind of a walk-up event. You can
it is.
You can go up to the Art Colony and register, and you can paint for the whole week, or you can show up on Wednesday and paint for a day and a half or whatever. So
and it's 1 week long?
Yep.
And are there different categories? I don't know if that's the right word.
Yeah, there's three different sort of medium categories. We have like an oil and acrylic category, or works on canvas, watercolor,
mm-hmm.
And then last year we had like watercolor and pastels grouped into one category. This year we have pastel has their own separate category for judging or jurying.
Okay. Now, Brian, with those categories, oil, watercolor, pastel, do those have unique problems that others don't have when you go outside? In other words, would an oil painting or a painter have challenges that the others are not going to face?
Well, I think just the nature of oil paint is basically just colored grease. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're smearing around colored grease, it tends to attack bugs and dirt and stuff like that, where watercolor and pastel don't. But they're all three of them are, faced with similar kind of problems in terms of changing light and that kind of stuff.
Well, Anil, I've seen you outside in some pretty unfavorable conditions. You paint in the wintertime.
Yeah.
I've seen you all bundled up out in your painting. That's got to be extremely difficult, not only on you, but also on the medium that you're using.
Yeah, it's a challenge. If it's in, like, the biggest hassle is like maneuvering the paints and the paintbrushes when you're wearing mittens and just trying to, take that stuff on and off. And then, of course, trying to stay warm. And it's not like you're out. You know, like when you're out skiing or something, or you can be out and it's pretty cold but you're always moving, so you're warm. When you're painting, you're just pretty much just standing there.
Right. You don't work up much of a sweat, moving that brush around.
No. Unless you're really nervous about something.
Right.
So the temperature is the challenge. And then if you're really hardy and you like to get out when you get a lot of really different effects when it gets really cold.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another challenge there.
It would seem to me that, okay, so if I was today, this evening, looking across, and boy, I love the way the light hits on those trees and on the top of the motel roof. So my thought would be, I'll take a picture of that, and then I'll put this picture right here. The light's always going to be the same. The greens are always going to stay the same. Whereas when you go outside, Brian, if I don't finish that paint, if I don't finish it in the next 5 minutes, the light's going to be different.
That's right.
How do you contend with that?
Well, you seize the moment. You have to do what's called a lay-in, and you establish those shadow and light patterns very quickly in the proper color notes, and you adhere to those as you paint through to the finish. And once people start painting directly from nature, they really appreciate the information that they're getting from nature, and they don't want to go back to painting from photographs. It's
really
a choice they make. Yeah. Painting from photographs, they're a technical convention and we accept them as being real, but they're really not. A camera really lies quite a bit.
Explain that.
Well, for instance, a camera will render color differently depending on the temperature of it. The color sees things differently than the human eye sees. When the camera takes in a field of vision, it sees everything sharp top to bottom, side to side. The human eye sees a center of interest in things on its periphery.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you try and do when you paint outdoors is you try and paint as the eye sees, not as the camera sees. And that gives a painting, that's what makes it ring of the truth and makes people respond to it. And it doesn't really matter how rough and ready it is. If the notes are put down and they're accurate in terms of their relative degree of light and darkness and the proper color temperature, it just smacks of the truth. And people just, for some reason, they really respond to that. That's what makes it a unique art genre.
Don't look at the board, Buck.
I'll answer it, Bob. Oh, no, it's your phone.
I'm sorry. I've been so good about that the last few weeks. I apologize. Neil, how many artists will there be, do you think? And I know you said it's a walk-up, so
yeah,
it could...
I think today, the first day, there were 16 people signed up. Usually we get between, 35 and 40 artists. Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it gets, if we get more than 50, then it's going to be a really, really tight fit for paintings.
A little unwieldy. So how do most painters feel, do you think, Neil? And again, this week people will see them in a lot of different places, in town or down along the shore or whatever. How do artists feel about people coming up and just standing behind them and watching them paint? Because they almost kind of become the focus of the attention.
Yeah, well, some friends and I have a little joke. It's like, artist point, and it's like the tourists come up, it's like, oh, look, there's an artist. But I think, you know, it depends on the painter. Some, like, so, for me, I don't
so,
want...
So rare to see them in the wild.
Yeah, exactly. Don't talk to them. They might bite. But for me, you know, I don't mind people coming up to me and you know, visiting asking with questions. You about,
is that right?
Yeah. I mean, they usually, for the most part, they don't. They know you're working. Sometimes you have to remind them gently. But mm-hmm. other people don't, you know, they don't like it when people come up to it. So, but I don't know. I guess if you're trying to make a living as an artist, I mean, it's just in your best interest to, you know, be friendly and
get
information and stuff.
Well, and I'm assuming that if, in fact, the situation doesn't lend itself to conversation, that the artist would probably say, I'd love to talk to you right now, but I really...
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
getting dark and I need to...
Or you just scowl.
There you go.
A good scowl works.
Yeah, you can achieve that with a look.
Well, now, Brian, I know that you are an artist yourself. You're teaching a workshop. Is a workshop on...
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. We had the first day today. That's kind of why I'm half brain dead.
Is that how many people did you have in your class?
It's a small class. We have 7, but that's a good. That's a
nice number.
Well, that's a nice group. I like that because I can spend good one-on-one time with them. I think when groups get too big, it's not fair.
And has that been where most of your painting has been over the last few years? Is in outdoor painting?
Yes, uh-huh. I've been an outdoor painter for 20 years. It was a midlife career change for me.
And, oh, is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to be in the advertising marketing business, and I just kind of redesigned my life one day.
Wow.
So
that is a kind of a, as they would say in Brit, that is a jump shift.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That only took one day?
Well.
taken about 57 years.
Yeah. Wow, I'm impressed.
That's right. Buck and I have been working on that for considerably longer than that, and not with nearly as much success, I would probably add. Well, now, Neil, tell us when the competition's going on right now. Could be all over the place because people are all over painting.
Yeah,
but talk a little bit about the exhibition and the show, when and
sure.
how people can...
Yep. Let's see, there's a couple events. So Brian mentioned his event on Wednesday night. Tuesday night, there's sort of an informal night paint where artists are welcome to meet down at Harbor Park and paint at night. Thursday night at down on the campus of North House Folk School is our quick paint.
Before you go further, talk about that.
Yeah, this is a lot of the plein air events have this event, and the artists get an hour and a half to start and finish a painting.
Hmm.
So it's always kind of a fun event, and you know, maybe puts a little pressure on people, but and then there's so that's you know encourage people to come down and watch that. And then Friday, the September 3rd is the big show, and that starts at 5 o'clock at the Art Colony. And there's also a fish fry involved with that, and that's sort of in line with when Bernie Quick used to do his fish fries with his students up at the Art Colony. So
right.
Yep. So and certainly the public is welcome to you know and encouraged to come see that. We do an award ceremony about 6 o'clock midway through that event. And then the exhibit goes Saturday and Sunday and up to 2 o'clock or so on Monday.
And that's open to the public?
You bet.
Wide open at the Art Colony.
Encourage them to come up.
Brian, as a juror, what do you look for in judging a painting? I mean, what are you basing it on?
Well, you know, first of all, the fundamentals. I just like to see good, solid drawing and just basic skills. I like to see a good feeling of light in paintings. But probably more than anything, I like to occasionally see a painting that has a little bit of an idea or a concept behind it, or just a feeling of a storyline that looks at something a little bit different. It might have a sense of irony to it about it, or a little sense of humor or something. So, you know, I'm not a big fan of just painting the same old themes of the 19th and early 20th century that have been painted forever. I like a little bit different sense of vision.
Interesting. We have been visiting with Brian Stewart and also Neil Sherman. Brian is from the Twin Cities. He is an artist and is teaching a workshop right now. We'll be giving a talk on Wednesday evening at the Art Colony. And what time is that?
7.
7 o'clock on the history of plein air painting.
Yeah, and just miscellaneous just things general. About plein air painting and the evolution of my career and
okay.
stuff like that.
And then all week long, obviously, the competition is going on. Neil is with the Grand Marais Playhouse. Getting my guests mixed up here. Art Colony, and is head of the committee that is putting the 8th annual plein air painting competition and exhibition on. I want to thank you both very much for taking time on a Friday evening to come up and visit with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And,
thank you.
As I said, I've had the opportunity before not only to see people painting, but go to the exhibition and competition and exhibition, and I really recommend that to people. It's wonderful. There's some great stuff there and very, very enjoyable. And thank you for bringing it to Grand Marais. I think it's a great deal.